A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps, and be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open immediately when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. Amen, I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants." The Gospel of the Lord. For my first degree with the Jesuits, my philosophy degree, I lived as part of a fairly large community in Loyola, Chicago. And we had a custom in the community that when you would leave for the summer, you would prepare your room so that a guest could be received there, should it be needed, which most summers was the case because tons of Jesuits would descend on the city for ordinations. This is a custom that I've kept. Even when I leave for just a couple days, I've made it sort of a habit to prepare my room for a guest should one come. I'll clear my desk, I'll leave the bed neatly made, I would even have extra towels available, although I don't always put them out. And the sheets aren't always washed, but if the superior ever asked me, "Hey, could we use your room for a guest while you're away?" it would be no issue. I could easily and quickly say yes, and it's actually happened a couple times. Jesus says in today's reading, "Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival." The little process that I go through of preparing to leave my room, guest room ready, in a spiritual sense, Christ is inviting us to do the same, to prepare our hearts each and every day by the decisions that we make, the routines that we go through, to be ready to receive him whenever he may choose to appear to us, to come to us. Now, for me as a religious or as a Jesuit, that often is not just this physical, literal process of preparing the room, but preparing room in my heart by going through my morning prayer routine. It includes preparing room in my heart by doing an examine at the end of each day. For others who are married, I think this can take very concrete forms. I mean, it could be the ways that we say goodbye to our spouse in the morning on the way out, or goodbye to the children as they go to school for another day. If we are living on our own, similarly, there are ways that we can practice routines that help leave the door open for Christ should he come, or desire to come to us in that day in some special way, open to receiving his grace. And although these routines can sometimes feel a little boring, I think it's important, I think part of what Christ is calling us to is to keep up these routines. For years, I have prepared my room for a guest. Only a couple times has that been needed. But the practice continues to leave the room ready to receive others, the regular practice. And indeed, and he says in the reading today, should he come, the master, should the master come, should Christ come in the second or the third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants.